Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Jim Harris, who's an ex-director of Countrywide and Purple Bricks, and now works in the Sean Newman stable as his executive director for Fine & Country Midland and also Newman Property Services. Thanks for joining me today, Jim. Why aren't there more senior women in the estate and letting agency industry? Talk to me.
It's a really big subject, and
I mean, we had that recent Simon Bradbury. I know it was subjective, but was there any out of 35? I think there was only 4 or 5 women in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you only have to look at the statistics, and you know, for example, in the RICS, if you look at how many women are fellows in the RICS, there's less than 4% of women who are fellows of the RICS. If you look at a global industry in the world, there's less than 13% of women in a C-rated job. If you look at the politicians around the world, in all countries, there's less than 11% of women represented in politics. And you just have to ask yourself, you know, why that is. For me, Chris, it's less of a question about why there are not enough women in leadership. It's more about who we want in leadership situations. That's for me the most important passionate thing. But by virtue of having to get to understand that, we have to understand the differences between men in leadership and women in leadership. And that's a nature thing for me. You know, nature builds men with more testosterone, which makes us more decisive, makes us more aggressive. And then you add on to that the years of institutionalization through industry, through commerce, and even through culture. You know, I look at my grandfather and how he behaved, you know, the breadwinner, the man of the house, etc. My mother was, you know, quite different. She was the nurturer and the carer. So it's very much a generation thing for me about who we are. But if you look at a woman's makeup, they are by nurture and nature, far more empathetic as a gender. They are far more collaborative and far more caring. So if you look at leadership and the people that are still in the positions to give positions of leadership, it's dominated by men. Now, here's the interesting thing. Because if a woman tries in leadership to become more like a man, and she becomes more directive, decisive, and aggressive, she's usually known as bitchy and pushy. If a man in leadership tries to employ a female's attributes and is empathetic, caring, and collaborative, they're generally seen as weak. So the question more is, how do we bring the two qualities together and actually understand that in today's world, where a lot of us have been nurtured and cared for, and our mothers have been proud of us when we've shown empathy, they've been proud of us when we've shown care and we've collaborated and actually have tried to get the aggressive macho image of our fathers out of us, you know, I think that's the question, is how do we get more collaboration between the two good qualities of people? Research showed that I've done is that women feel an imposter syndrome. So they feel that actually, you know, if they go into a leadership position, they'll be judged. Will they be considered about, you know, are they going to go off and have babies, or are they too weak to consider the position, etc., etc.? And that's just so wrong. Human beings are human beings. For me, one of the most exciting things that's happened about our lockdown is all of a sudden the social dynamics have changed. And I look at amongst my friends and the roles that husbands and wife have taken in the home. At the beginning of lockdown, I spoke to many of my male friends and they're like, oh my God, you know, what am I going to do? I've got to have to start talking to my kids. I'm going to have to start cleaning the house and, you know, I'm going to have to start chipping in, and I can't disappear all day, every day under this guise that I earn the wage. I think now this massive shift to work from home could be actually a social equaliser of what future roles of parenting become. And by nature of defining the role of mother and father in the home, actually will change people's perception is who make great leaders. And maybe just finally, for once and for all, the gender question will go out and the what makes a great leader question will come to the forefront. And when that does, we will be having an industry of proper leadership, not whether it's a male or a female. Because I feel there's, you know, lacking, I've seen in the whole of estate agency through the corporate environment, and I see it every single day. People who are in a position of leadership that don't lead, they manage. You know, for me, a leader is somebody who goes first, somebody who has a vision, somebody who says, I genuinely think, taking everything into consideration, that that's the way to go. That knowing that's the way to go, the only way I'm going to get there is now through people, unless I'm a computer, you know, and in the tech industry, in which case it's the tech, but it's the people that still write that tech. When the leader then realises that you have to actually take the people and you have to take them on a journey, you have to create a safe environment for them to work, a safe environment to speak up. I love the fact that Google give people a day off a month to do nothing other than to think about ideas. And they actually pay them to think and suggest ideas. And they don't try and shoehorn people into different jobs. When you create that environment, you have a great leader, you can change the world. I absolutely passionately believe in empathy. I believe in kindness. Kindness is most probably the thing that's run through my whole life. Yes, you have to make sometimes decisions that are commercially astute. Sometimes you have to make decisions that the people don't sometimes see as being a positive decision. Same with children. If I tell my 15-year-old daughter she cannot go out to a party till 3 o'clock in the morning, she does not see that as kindness. We know it's kindness. And that's the difference. That's what, for me, strong leadership is. And that, for me, is why I think the more women get into strong leadership positions and that they find a voice and find a way to overcome whatever it is stopping them, we will be in a better situation, without a shadow of a doubt.
Thank you for your time today, Jim.
You're welcome.
If you know of anyone who's a senior female in the estate and letting agency industry who's got an interesting story to tell about their journey up there, please get them to give me a call. I would love to see more females, senior females, on this sofa so we can tell that story, so we can pass that story down to others. Thanks again, Jim.
Welcome.